Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Regino Arroyo, date of birth 7/31/1966, date of procedure May 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO. Referring physician is Dr. Ashiv Hari. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is dysphagia. Description procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period: possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. Well, extended to the patient. Period: the patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Well lubricated, lipstick, gas bulb was introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct revision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A retroflex was obtained at the cardioperitoneal aerosectional and some before duodenoscope. Patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid-esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of dysphagia to rule out EOE and lichen planus. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from bipod. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of dysphagia. Next line. There was mild gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. If biopsies are negative, we'll discuss barium esophagram plus minus manometry for further evaluation of dysphagia in the office. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings and also add after the regular Z-line portion, neckline should state patent esophagus. Thank you.